Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Did you see this from the Tuscaloosa News? No?
I must have missed it.
They have a reporter their name, Chase Goodbread.
Come on. Chase Goodbread?
From the Tuscaloosa News.
All right, Chase.
Spoiler alert, I was going to read this later when I got home to my subscription.
If I had said, I'll name a reporter's name, you tell me which news outlet he works for. The name is Chase Goodbread. You would say the Tuscaloosa News.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution or whatever the heck it is. Of course. Why wouldn't you think of Tuscaloosa?
Anyway, Chase Goodbread from the Tuscaloosa News reports, when queried about the possibility of a future SEC Big Ten football challenge. In the aftermath of the league's recent decision to move to a 9-game slate, SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey, quote, wasn't necessarily excited about the possibility, but he didn't dismiss it either. So there's the possibility. First, this is the first I've heard in any official capacity that there is a possible future SEC Big Ten football challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Is the SEC a little scared?
Oh. I mean, it'd be great for college football, but here's what they're going to try to do. They want to make sure that if they lose, that it doesn't punish them.
Well.
And same thing with the Big Ten would do the same thing. Big Ten and the SEC, I'm not comfortable with this relationship.
The Big Ten and the SEC?
The Big Ten and the SEC have right now. I'm not comfortable with these two conferences trying to run college football right now and do what's best for the SEC and the Big Ten and not what's best for college football. I do not like this one bit.
Yeah. It feels like the SEC and the Big Ten are bullying everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's for the greater good of the game. I mean, this goes into our rankings of things only get worse. Is the guaranteeing 4 spots each, or was it even... was even more than that. Weren't they talking about expanding to 24 teams and guaranteeing 6 spots into a post?
I forget what it was. It's ridiculous.
It's absurd. I think what they're going after is the March Madness thing. And as entertaining as March Madness is, why do we have a championship format that allows teams that have no argument whatsoever to being the best team in the sport? Why are they allowed to play in the championship? And that's what happens in March Madness. March Madness is entertaining. There's no question about it. The format's absurd. There are teams that get in that nobody would argue this might be the best team in the sport.
Correct.
But
you have the 1 year.
We're talking to you, Belmont.
But you have 1 year where some team makes a run with, you know, wearing Cinderella's slippers, mm-hmm. and doesn't fall out of that slipper until way late, and then all of a sudden it's justified.
Yeah. I mean, with that said, if they are going to put together this SEC Big Ten Challenge, I'm all for it. And I do think the game should matter. The question becomes, you know, will they put their big boy pants on? And the answer is probably no. Updated World Series odds just came out, courtesy of our friends at BetOnline.ag, which, by the way, BetOnline.ag and FanDuel gave us the odds for Fun with Vegas odds. The Dodgers are not the World Series favorite for the first time all season. Philly has supplanted them. I will raise my hand over here in the corner and say, I'm getting a little sick of Philly.
Oh.
Yeah. Getting a little sick of Philly.
Just the because of all the championships that come their way, whether
yeah,
it's
football. And then you mix in the tush push. And I'm Philly'd out.
You Philly'd out?
I'm Philly'd out. So if
shots fired, Stoney.
Yeah, well, whatever. I'll be in a very awkward position if Philly plays like the Dodgers in the NLCS.
Well, that's what's
or Philly plays the Yankees in the World Series.
It's well, the first started, it's 1978 all over again with the Dodgers and Phillies going at it. And the
NLCS, was that 78?
I think 77 and 78, yeah.
Was it?
Yep. Good teams there for both teams. But, well, yeah, I understand. I'm not I get nauseated, too, when I think that Philadelphia has a chance at another championship.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun city to visit.
Is it?
I've been there, and I had a great time in Philly.
Interesting, because I don't feel like I'm missing out.
It's a great downtown. There's a lot to do.
Is it?
It's kind of fun. Although, yeah, like anywhere else, you're going to find some meatheads. There could be, you could find trouble there, but well, look, you could also find a lot of fun.
I don't think it's out of line saying on my list of cities to vacation to moving forward, Philly is not high on the list. Is it high on your list?
I've been there.
I know, but are you?
Would I go back? I'd go back.
Okay,
yeah.
Philly or Baltimore?
I'd go back to Baltimore. Baltimore is better.
Pittsburgh or Philly?
Pittsburgh.
Chicago or Philly?
Philly.
Okay.
Chicago, the advantage of Chicago is I've got friends there, but they don't live in downtown. I'd go to see my friends, not to go downtown in downtown Chicago.
But if you were to go to downtown Chicago or downtown Philly.
Downtown Philly.
Okay. Nashville or Philly?
Never been to Nashville. I'm dying to go.
Okay.
That's like number one on my list of cities to go to in the United States.
Seattle or Philly?
What time of year?
I don't know. The dead of winter.
Both sides.
It's like, what difference does it make?
Yeah. Beautiful weather. I've never been to Seattle. I'd like to go to Seattle. I mean, a lot of these is going to be default because I haven't been there. If you're going to start playing that game, you know?
I gave you some you'd been to. Corvallis or Philly?
Never been to Corvallis.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
If Corvallis ranks ahead of Philly, then Philly's not.
No, I'm like, that's Oregon, right? Yeah. Oregon State? No desire.
Tuscaloosa or Philly?
I mean, would I like to go to Tuscaloosa to catch a Saturday football game?
Yeah.
100%.
Every SEC school, city, or Philly?
During a football season?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, Philly isn't high on your list.
But I've been there and I enjoyed it. I'm saying that. It's a good city to go to. If you haven't been there, I'm saying it's a fun city.
I'm as proud of that debate as any we've had here.
Yeah. You found ways to just bury trash Philly further and further down the list. I mean, we didn't even bring up Dave Dabrowski.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Well, unless you're a GM now, Doug? Or you're a scout now, Doug?
That was one of my favorite interviews we've ever done. I was mad about them giving up prospects. What, you're a scout now, Doug? Yes. Definitely entertaining. All right, Tigers back in action tonight. I'm holding on to my gotta win this game card. I'm not playing it yet. Not playing it yet. I feel like I get one or two of those a year, and I'm hanging on. But Jack Flaherty, it would be a nice time for him to have a good outing. We shall see.
Well, another one. He just had a good
outing. Yeah, I know. Nice time to have another good outing. You're right. But and just tell me Scooble's going to be fine come Thursday. And
well, that's the report, right? That he threw a bullpen and he felt fine. So that's good news. You'll take that.
That makes me feel fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's important for my psyche and most Detroit Tiger fans around town that they win this game tonight.
Speaking on behalf of your psyche, I hope they do indeed.
Thank you.
Yep. Here we go with Rico Beard, who has made his way into the studio and sits across from me. Hello, Rico.
I don't know if I'm allowed to talk to Doug since he does broadcasting and he may give out information to our show. So I'm just going to speak to you, Gary.
Well, I mean, careful what you say in front of him. That's of course.
I'm trustworthy.
Yeah, you know what? Look, you guys know, especially you, how secretive coaches are. I'm shocked that anybody even lets Brady in their building.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you get kicked out of practice after the first 8 minutes. Like, no, now everybody has to leave. I accidentally, years ago, when I was at Fox 2, was recording, and I didn't hear the Lions kick everybody out, so I'm just sitting there, and I recorded a play. And they were like, oh, you got to delete that. And I was like, okay, what? Where? And I looked up and like everybody's gone. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear. And it's funny. Sure enough, they actually ran that play. And I was just like, hey, I've seen that before. But, yeah, they are very secretive about everything, which is why I'm just shocked that Brady is allowed.
Yeah, I bet that'll be over by week six.
I think it's done now. I thought they banned him from talking with the people.
And it's just like, can somebody just say, hey, Tom, pick something.
I'm saying it's going to be one or the other by week six.
Oh, but if he's going to choose one of the other. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
If even that long.
Pick but something.
What do you guys got planned next?
One, you're an owner, you know.
We're going to reflect upon the Tigers game last night and talk a little bit about what Eiserman had to say at 3 and referendum weekend coming up for the Lions, Spartans, and Wolverines.
Have a great show. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.